The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Mary Beth Yoder for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Flavor. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from the November issue of Food Network Magazine, RestaurantDive.com, PRNewsWire.com, and if we have time, an article from EatThis.com. So, happy November, everybody. It's cold, and we have football, and we have holidays coming. So, I'd like to start off with a recipe for a couple of recipes for some appetizers that you might want to make at your Thanksgiving gathering. Blue cheese salad spears. Cook 5 bacon slices in a large nonstick skillet over medium-high heat until crisp, about 6 minutes. Drain on paper towels, then crumble. Remove the leaves from a head of little gem or other baby lettuce. Drizzle with chunky blue cheese dressing, then top with half cup chopped cherry tomatoes, the bacon, 2 chopped hard-boiled eggs, and a few grinds of pepper. Next up, I have a cauliflower cheese ball. Cook 1 minced shallot in 2 tablespoons of butter in a large skillet over medium-high heat until soft, about 3 minutes. Add 1.5 cups frozen cauliflower rice and cook until tender, about 4 minutes. Season with salt and pepper. Transfer to a bowl. Add 8 ounces of softened cream cheese, 4 ounces of grated sharp cheddar, 1/4 cup grated Parmesan, and 1/2 teaspoon of Worcestershire sauce. Beat with a mixer until smooth. Cover and chill until firm, then form into a ball and roll in toasted sliced almonds. Serve with crudités and crackers. Next up, I have an article for you from PRNewsWire.com. Roots Food Group signs binding letter of intent with Be My Eyes to provide medically tailored meals to 5 million plus community of volunteers, blind and low vision individuals. Roots Food Group, a mission-driven technology, healthcare, philanthropic, and food company that believes in creating healthy outcomes through food is medicine, has signed a binding letter of intent with Be My Eyes to provide medically tailored meals to their community of 5 million plus volunteers, blind, and visually impaired individuals. This agreement will provide healthy chef and dietitian created Our Food X medically tailored meals to be delivered directly to the consumer. These meals will be made available for purchase to the Be My Eyes community. Roots Food Group will also work with and leverage the Be My Eyes award-winning technology into its core offerings of Food is Medicine as a differentiated tool for the visually impaired and blind. Providing access to healthy, nutritious meal options for our community is a huge step forward for our company, community, and mission, said Christian Erfurt, CEO of Be My Eyes. There are so many hurdles impeding blind and visually impaired people from eating healthfully. Accessibility barriers in transportation, shopping, and labeling pose significant challenges to the health and wellness of the Be My Eyes community. In addition, this population is aging, faces higher levels of unemployment, and is prone to chronic conditions, including a significant population who encounter vision issues due to type 2 diabetes. Chronic disease is prevalent, but since the outbreak of the COVID-19 pandemic, people, companies, and healthcare organizations are changing how they view the importance of nutrition and food as medicine. Populations at greatest risk are those with pre-existing chronic diseases, which makes the need for food as medicine even greater, said Robert Jones, founder, CEO of Roots Food Group. We are fortunate to further our mission with partnerships and mission-driven companies like Be My Eyes. Food as medicine refers to a spectrum of health and wellness interventions that recognize and respond to the critical link between nutrition and chronic diseases. Interventions consist of healthful foods that are tailored to meet the specific needs of individuals living with or at risk for serious health conditions such as hypertension, diabetes, heart disease, and kidney disease. Roots Food Group is a mission-driven technology, healthcare, philanthropic, and food company that believes in creating healthy outcomes through food as medicine. The company manufactures and distributes high-quality, earth-made, medically tailored food products to healthcare companies and affiliated systems, communities, and direct to the consumer to address the epidemic of chronic disease and other medical conditions. And their website is www.rootsfoodgroup.com. Be My Eyes is a global community support platform that connects people who are blind or have low vision with sighted volunteers or company representatives. On the app, volunteers assist blind and low vision users through a live video connection and work together to tackle challenges and handle a wide range of tasks. With the specialized help feature, blind and low vision users can connect with community representatives for accessible customer support. The app harnesses the power of generosity, technology, and human connection to help blind and low vision people lead more independent lives. Be My Eyes is accessible in more than 150 countries worldwide and in over 180 languages. The app is free and available for both iOS and Android. Also for your Thanksgiving plans, I've got a recipe for some stuffing. Fennel, pear, and chestnut stuffing. 1.5 sticks, 12 tablespoons of unsalted butter, plus more for the pan. 2 large shallots chopped, about 1 cup. 1 large bulb of fennel, trimmed, cored, and chopped. Kosher salt and freshly ground pepper. 1 tablespoon of chopped fresh thyme. 2 teaspoons of fennel seeds. 3 cups of low-sodium chicken broth. 4 ounces of dried pears, roughly chopped, about 3/4 cup. 6 ounces of cooked and peeled chestnuts, roughly chopped, about 1 cup. 2 large eggs, 1/4 cup of chopped fresh parsley, and 16 cups of cubed day-old semolina bread, about 1 pound 12 ounces. Preheat the oven to 375 degrees. Butter a 9 by 13 inch or other 3-quart baking dish. Melt 1 stick of butter in a large skillet over medium heat. Add the shallots and fennel. Cook, stirring until softened, 8 to 10 minutes. Season with 1 teaspoon of salt and a few grinds of pepper. Stir in the thyme and fennel seeds and cook for 1 minute. Add the broth, dried pears, and chestnuts. Bring to a simmer and cook until the pears begin to soften, 2 to 3 minutes. Remove from heat. Whisk the eggs, parsley, 1/2 a teaspoon of salt, and a few grinds of pepper in a large bowl. Add the cubed bread, then pour the broth mixture on top. Stir to coat and evenly moisten the bread. Transfer to the baking dish and dot with the remaining 4 tablespoons of butter. Cover loosely with foil and bake for 30 minutes. Then uncover and continue baking until crisp and golden on top, about 20 more minutes. Next up, I have an article from RestaurantDive.com. McDonald's enhances kiosks for visually impaired. This is the brief. McDonald's is updating its self-service kiosks in its company-owned stores to increase accessibility for people with vision impairments, according to the Wall Street Journal. The upgrades, which are expected to be completed by the end of the year, will be added to all existing kiosks in California and 25% of existing kiosks in company-owned locations in the U.S., according to a press release. The rollout is part of a collaboration with the National Federation of the Blind, previously announced in May, to increase the accessibility of the kiosks with screen reading software, tactile keypads, and the ability for customers to connect headphones or earbuds into the machines to place their orders by responding to audio prompts. And this is the insight. While McDonald's kiosks, which were initially introduced in 2015, were in compliance with accessibility laws, customers with visual impairments often said that when they pressed a button for more assistance, no one came to assist, according to the Wall Street Journal. McDonald's will also work on training staff at its company-owned restaurants in collaboration with NFB to assist McDonald's guests who are blind. The company will add accessibility functions to any new kiosks installed in the U.S. after July 1, 2021, including those sold to franchisees. McDonald's prides itself on fostering an inclusive restaurant experience for all. Kelsey Hall, Senior Manager of Global Digital Accessibility at McDonald's, said in a press release, "This inclusive kiosk solution ensures blind and low-vision customers can independently order their McDonald's favorites for themselves, their families, and their friends. While these enhancements are limited to a select amount of stores, other franchisees across the world have been working to boost accessibility. In 2019, McDonald's in Israel rolled out a voice navigation app to help blind customers, as well as those with dementia. Earlier this year, McDonald's in India launched Eat Qual, an initiative to assist people with limited hand mobility to add optional packaging that allows people to hold food with one hand instead of two as needed in standard packaging. Other chains are also boosting accessibility in their stores. Starbucks partnered with Aira earlier this year to provide customers with visual impairments free access to the technology, which connects diners with a remote agent via a smartphone to describe the visual surroundings. The company also added large print and braille menus during the summer. The chain also has at least 9 stores where employees are proficient in American Sign Language. While plaintiffs' attorneys have targeted restaurants for Americans with disabilities, ACT violations of their websites in the last few years, several have also highlighted problems with fast food restaurants themselves, including issues related to the drive-thru. In 2019, a lawsuit was filed against Taco Bell claiming it discriminates against people who can't drive due to vision impairments because drive-thru was the only channel available to order late at night. While this case was voluntarily dismissed, it still highlights how QSRs can be vulnerable to ADA actions and potential costly lawsuits. According to the Wall Street Journal, over 6,300 lawsuits were filed in federal court during the first half of the year, alleging that various public and commercial spaces violated the ADA. Seyfarth Shaw, LLP, expects this number to surpass 12,000 by the end of the year, the most since 2013, when it began tracking these lawsuits. Now for another appetizer for maybe your football party, pan-fried onion dip. 2 large yellow onions, 4 tablespoons of unsalted butter, 1/4 cup vegetable oil, 1/4 teaspoon ground cayenne pepper, kosher salt and freshly ground black pepper, 4 ounces of cream cheese at room temperature, 1/2 cup sour cream, and 1/2 cup good mayonnaise, such as Hellmann's, and potato chips for serving. Cut the onions in half, then slice them into 1/8-inch thick half rounds. You will have about 3 cups of onions. Heat the butter and oil in a large saute pan on medium heat. Add the onions, cayenne, 1 teaspoon of salt, and 1/2 teaspoon of black pepper, and saute for 10 minutes. Reduce the heat to medium-low and cook, stirring occasionally, for 20 more minutes until the onions are browned and caramelized. Allow the onions to cool. Place the cream cheese, sour cream, and mayonnaise in the bowl of an electric mixer fitted with a paddle attachment and beat until smooth. Add the onions and mix well. Taste for seasonings. Serve at room temperature with potato chips. By combining butter and oil, you get the best properties of each, the flavor of butter and the high smoke point of oil. From eatthis.com, 5 huge new shortages shoppers are sharing this week. Don't let these put a damper on your holiday cooking. Chances are good you've noticed some shortage or another if you've been inside a grocery store lately. Week by week, the national shortages keep shifting. Here are the ones shoppers have noticed this past week. It may be time to get clever and start strategizing your holiday meal shopping accordingly. We searched social media Sunday to find what shortages consumers across the country have been sharing. Continue for the latest, and don't miss Walmart is recalling this item after 2 deaths were reported. Cooking oil. Last Monday, a Reddit user shared an image of a shelf that was wanting for cooking oil, which they'd said they'd run into at their local Target store. Cat food. This post of you/myprep account came from Ireland, but it's stressful for any pet lover to be faced with not finding the food your fur baby needs. They're tolerating it, said this user of their backup food, but they're not happy about it. Pet food shortages have also impacted the U.S. at different points this year, not to mention a number of pet food recalls. Tofu, miso, and other soybean products. A Reddit user reported having found themselves in an Asian grocery store that was out of miso and fermented soybeans. A fellow user chimed in to say they'd stumbled on a related issue on the total opposite side of the country, in North Carolina. I'm having the hardest time finding tofu. Next up, sandwich ingredients. Another Reddit user shared last Tuesday that their Whole Foods store was out of many varieties of deli lunch meat. To make matters worse, it sounds like the bread supply at this store may have been lacking too. And finally, pumpkin. Such tough news for pumpkin lovers, especially as we inch so close to Thanksgiving, and because one dietitian recently hailed pumpkin as the ultimate fall weight loss food. Pumpkin supply has been low all season, as it was last year. Yet again, the Reddit user had the update this past Saturday from inside their Whole Foods store. If you're able to find pumpkin on your local supermarket shelves, you may encounter a limit on how many containers you can purchase. The Reddit user, who identifies as a grocery store worker, noted, "If you need the stuff for the holidays, get it now. Get all that shelf-stable stuff when you see it." And now for one of my favorites, the holidays, classic apple pie. For the filling, 3.5 pounds assorted apples, such as Granny Smith, Gala, and Macintosh, peeled and sliced 1/4 inch thick. 3/4 cup of granulated sugar. 2 tablespoons of fresh lemon juice. 4 tablespoons of unsalted butter. 1 tablespoon of all-purpose flour, 3/4 teaspoon of ground cinnamon or apple pie spice, and 1/4 teaspoon of salt. And for the crust, 2.25 cups all-purpose flour, 1/4 teaspoon of baking powder, 1 teaspoon of granulated sugar, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 2 tablespoons of cold vegetable shortening, 1.5 sticks, which is 12 tablespoons, of cold unsalted butter cut into pieces, 3 to 6 tablespoons of ice water, and 1 large egg beaten. Turbinado or sanding sugar for sprinkling. First, make the filling. Toss the apples with the granulated sugar and lemon juice in a bowl. Melt the butter in a large skillet over medium-high heat. Add the apples and cook, stirring, until the juices are simmering. Reduce the heat to medium and cook, stirring until the firmer apples soften but still hold their shape, 6 to 8 minutes. Sprinkle in the flour, cinnamon, and salt and toss to thicken the juices, about 1 minute. Remove from heat and let cool. The filling can be made up to 2 days ahead. Cover and refrigerate. Make the crust. Pulse the flour, baking powder, granulated sugar, and salt in a food processor. Add the shortening and 4 tablespoons of butter. Pulse until the mixture looks like coarse meal. Add 6 more tablespoons of butter and pulse until pea-sized pieces form. Add 3 tablespoons of ice water and pulse a few times. If the dough doesn't hold together when squeezed, add more ice water, 1/2 tablespoon at a time. Divide the dough between 2 sheets of plastic wrap and pat each into a disc. Wrap and refrigerate until firm, at least 3 hours or up to overnight. Roll out 1 disc of dough on a lightly floured surface between 2 sheets of floured parchment into a 12-inch round. If the dough gets too warm, refrigerate until firm. Ease into a 9-inch pie plate, add the filling, mounding it slightly in the center, and dot with the remaining 2 tablespoons of butter. Transfer the pie to the refrigerator. Roll out the remaining dough into a 12-inch round. Lay the dough over the filling and press the 2 crusts together around the edges. Fold the overhanging dough under itself and crimp as desired. Brush the beaten egg over the top crust and edge. Sprinkle with the turbinado sugar. Pierce the top crust with a knife a few times to let the steam escape. Refrigerate for 1 hour. Put a rimmed baking sheet on the bottom rack and preheat the oven to 425 for 30 minutes. Place the pie on the hot pan and reduce the oven temperature to 375. Bake until the crust is golden and the filling is bubbly, 1 hour and 10 minutes to 1.5 hours. Rotate the pie as needed and cover with foil if the crust browns too quickly. Transfer to a rack to cool completely. Let's celebrate. November is Native American Heritage Month. Here are a few ways to honor it. Buy a book. When he was the executive chef at Mitzitam Cafe at the Smithsonian National Museum of the American Indian, Freddie Bitsoy developed dozens of modern take on indigenous foods. His new cookbook, New Native Kitchen, includes many of his favorites, plus recipes inspired by his own Navajo heritage, like chocolate bison chili. Mix a mocktail. At his new Minneapolis restaurant, Owanmi by the Sioux Chef, Sean Sherman worked with bar manager Karen Teague to create a drink menu that celebrates native plants. Try this zero-proof cocktail infused with balsam fir. Combine 10 cups of water, 1/2 cup of dried balsam fir leaves, and 2 tablespoons of dried sumac berries in a large pot. Bring to a boil, then simmer 30 minutes and let cool. Blend the fir sumac liquid with 2/3 cup of blackberries and raspberries and 1.5 cups of aronia berries until smooth. Strain through a fine mesh sieve. For each drink, combine 3/4 cup of the berry mixture and 1 tablespoon agave syrup in a shaker with ice. Shake, then strain into a tall glass with ice. Garnish with a balsam fir sprig. Take a trip. Everyone who visits the recently reopened Indian Pueblo Cultural Center in Albuquerque, New Mexico, can get a taste of indigenous cooking. Take a class, sign up for a tasting menu, or drop by the restaurant to dine on blue corn enchiladas and juniper braised buffalo short ribs. You can find out more information at IndianPueblo.org. Go shopping. The famous Santa Fe Winter Indian Market went virtual during the pandemic and was so successful, the artisans are heading online again this season. From November 19th to the 21st, you can shop for jewelry, pottery, and more from hundreds of New Mexico-based Native artists. And that website is swaia.org. swaia.org. And make a snack. Tulsa chef Nico Albert from the Cherokee Nation makes this dip to honor the keystones of Native American cooking: corn, beans, and winter squash, known as the Three Sisters. She includes a fourth, sunflower. The seeds add a nice crunch. And this is Four Sisters Dip. Combine half a cup sunflower oil, four garlic cloves, and 2 teaspoons of chopped rosemary in a small saucepan over medium heat. Bring to a simmer and cook until the garlic is soft and just begins turning golden brown. Remove from the heat and let cool. Meanwhile, combine 1 15-ounce can each of hominy and white beans, drained and rinsed, half a cup of cooked pumpkin or half of a 15-ounce can of pumpkin puree, the juice of half lemon, and 2 teaspoons each of kosher salt and pepper in a food processor. Add the garlic rosemary oil and puree until smooth. Serve topped with roasted sunflower seeds. And speaking of pumpkin, canned pumpkin has been a holiday shortcut for nearly 100 years. Let's give thanks. Sure, you could cut open a pumpkin, scrape out the seeds and pulp, bake the flesh, and puree it yourself to make a pumpkin pie. But you could also do what almost every chef and home cook does instead and open a can. When Libby's canned pumpkin hit the market in the 1920s, pumpkin pie became a heck of a lot easier to make. And once the company started printing its now famous recipe on the back of its cans in the 1950s, a bona fide Thanksgiving star was born. Today, Libby's, based in Morton, Illinois since 1929, is still the biggest name in canned pumpkin. It produces 85% of the canned pumpkin in America, enough to make roughly 90 million pumpkin pies every year. Meanwhile, the famous pumpkin pie recipe on the can has been many families' go-to for generations. In 2019, the company daringly introduced a recipe for new-fashioned pumpkin pie made with sweetened condensed milk, claiming its results in a creamier pie. Loyal fans weren't impressed, but they couldn't complain. Libby's kept the original recipe on every can, too. We've run out of time for today's episode of Flavor. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Mary Beth Yoder, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Flavor is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.